Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the very first of this year's listener minisodes. Thank you so much for all of the feedback that got us through 2024 and also shaped the show into what it is now. I genuinely believe 2024 proved once and for all that this is indeed your show. You've literally directed it so that in 2025, we're launching with Dark Realms, Dark Listener Minisodes, and all of this is down to you. So never stop your suggestions coming in along with your real-life paranormal experiences, and send them on into contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And remember, although earlier in our lifespan as a podcast, we did only require stories or experiences. And remember, earlier in our lifespan as a podcast, we did only require quite specific length of experiences. And that's down to the ability to make an episode. But now, with our multi-program format, we can put any length of submission into any one of our shows. So even if your experience maybe is a paragraph long, believe me, some of the most terrifying things I heard throughout last year are a paragraph long. So don't let that put you off. Email contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And of course, a huge thank you to our Patreon team throughout 2024. They have a much louder voice when it comes to shaping the show. And of course, they receive all of these episodes on the main feed, both early and ad-free. And if you'd like to join them, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, it's time for our very first Listener Dark Minisode of the year. And this comes in from Anonymous. Hi, I found your show recently, and I've been hooked ever since. Listening to the experiences of others has been a strange kind of solace for me. It made me feel less alone through what I've gone through. I've never shared this story publicly before, but I trust you'll treat it with the respect it deserves. I will remain anonymous if you don't mind. I'd like my experience out there, just not me. My experience takes place in the home I grew up in, an old Victorian-era home in the quiet part of Yorkshire. My family moved there when I was 10. It was one of those beautiful but eerie homes, the kind where every floorboard creak seemed deliberate and warm. My parents called it charming. I agreed at first, but soon found them creepy as opposed to welcoming. The first incident happened just a few days after moving in. My little brother, Jack, had misplaced his favourite stuffed toy, a scruffy rabbit, a well-loved toy that he called Bunny. Well, Jack was inconsolable. His sobs echoed throughout the nearly empty house as he clung to my mum's leg, crying for Bunny. "Well, where did you last have it, sweetheart?" my mum asked, her voice patient, but tired from the long day of unpacking. Jack just sniffled. "It was in the car. Bunny was in the car." Well, didn't we all just search that car? Overturning seats, digging through half-packed boxes, but Bunny was nowhere to be found. Then we move the search into the house. The whole family combing through rooms, although they were all empty except for boxes, so we rummaged through the boxes. Dad, ever the practical one, tried to reassure Jack. "He'll be here somewhere, mate," he said, rummaging through a box of Jack's toys. "Nothing just vanishes. We'll find him." But as those moments stretched on, the mood in the house grew tense. I could feel it, a subtle shift. Like the air was thicker, heavier. I watched as Mum started going through the boxes she'd already unpacked, now growing clearly frustrated. "Are you sure that you didn't leave it at the old house?" she finally asked, trying to mask her irritation. "No!" shouted Jack, his little face all red and blotchy. "Bunny was with me in the car." We were all about to give up, resigned to the idea that Bunny must have been lost during the move at some point, when Dad suddenly called out from the dining room. "Well, would you look at this?" His voice was relieved, but tinged with confusion. We ran to the table and stopped in our tracks. Because there, sitting neatly in the middle of the table, was Bunny. The very table we'd all been sitting at an hour earlier to take a break from unpacking. That rabbit was not there then. I was certain of it, and I know my parents were too. Jack squealed with joy, running to grab his beloved toy. But the rest of us just exchanged uneasy glances.
Did any of you guys put that there?" Mum asked, in a very quiet tone.
Dad just shook his head. "Not me. I've been in the lounge the whole time." Mum looked at me and nodded.
"Was it you?"
I shook my head vigorously. "I've been helping Jack look in his room, so it couldn't have been me." Jack, clutching Bunny, looked up at us, smiled, and said, "Bunny was hiding?" Prompted by Mum and Dad, we all laughed it off, even though the explanation didn't sit right with any of us. Later that night, whilst I was helping Mum stack some plates in the kitchen, I couldn't help but bring it up again.
"Mum, how do you think Bunny got on the table?"
She paused for a moment, her hands lingering on a single dish.
"I don't know, love. Probably one of us put it there and forgot. It's been a busy day. But I didn't, and you didn't, and Jack's too small to reach the middle of the table," I said, trying to keep a low voice, but also now getting a bit scared.
Mum gave me a small smile, but there was something in her eyes, a flicker of uncertainty.
"Let's not make a big deal out of it, yeah? We've got enough going on without this."
I nodded and she nodded back. But the unease stayed with me. That moment was like a quiet warning in what would become a much larger storm.
Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid on client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investments advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000-plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A year after we'd moved in, I was up late studying for my GCSEs, and the house was still. The kind of stillness that makes every tiny sound feel amplified. I remember pausing for a moment, my pen hovering over my notes, because I definitely heard something. After a few seconds, I shook my head and put my pen to paper. When I heard it again, faint footsteps, but slow and deliberate, pacing the hallway just outside my door. At first, I actually calmed down and thought nothing of it. Probably Dad, I said to myself. He did have a habit of checking the locks downstairs before going to bed, and would often try to walk lightly, so not to wake Mum or Jack. But it was when the footsteps didn't descend the staircase or go into a bedroom. They just continued. Back and forth, almost rhythmically. That was when my heart dropped. Dad? I called out, my very frail voice cutting through the stillness. No reply. I leant back in my chair, listening intently. The footsteps were steady, deliberate, like someone walking with purpose, or someone walking to figure something out. I crossed my room and I opened my door slowly, and the hallway stretched before me, dimly lit by the nightlight my parents kept plugged in near the stairs. Shadows pooled in the corners, and the soft hum of the house settling filled the silence. But the footsteps had stopped. Dad, I called again, stepping into the hallway. My heart thudded as I glanced towards my parents' room, because the door was closed. No light was seeping from underneath the door. I moved closer, pressing my ear against the wood, and heard the faint, even rhythm of their breathing, confirming they were fast asleep.
Jack,
I whispered, turning towards his room. His door was slightly ajar, the nightlight casting a warm glow on his tiny bed. Peering in, I saw him curled up, his favourite stuffed rabbit clutched in his arms. He was sound asleep, his chest rising and falling peacefully. My skin prickled, though, as I turned back towards my own room, because that's when it happened. As I stepped past the staircase landing, I heard it again. Footsteps, but they were coming from right behind me. My breath caught and I spun round, my heart pounding so fast I thought it would burst. And the hallway was empty. I backed up towards my room, my steps unsteady, and I shut the door behind me with my now trembling hands. Leaning against it, I tried to steady my breathing, to just calm down. I closed my eyes and took some deep breaths. For a moment, I debated waking my parents, but something held me back. What would I even say? Mum, Dad, I've heard footsteps. It would sound ridiculous. So I climbed back into bed and I pulled the covers to my chin. But sleep would not come. Every creak of that house felt amplified. I stared at the ceiling, my heart racing, until at some point exhaustion must have took over and I fell asleep. The next morning, over breakfast, I decided to try and bring it up casually. Did anyone get up last night? I asked, trying to sound nonchalant as I stirred my cereal. Dad raised an eyebrow. Not me. Once my head hits the pillow, I'm out cold. Mum shook her head too. No, I didn't hear a thing. Why? No reason, I lied. And then I thought and said, I just thought I heard someone walking round, that's all. Jack, always curious, piped up. Did you see the ghost? He grinned mischievously, his face lit up with excitement. Don't be silly, Jack, said Mum, rolling her eyes. There's no such thing as ghosts. But as she said that line, her gaze flickered towards me, only for a second, but there was something in her expression. I opened my mouth to press her. But then Dad changed the subject, and the moment passed. Still, I couldn't shake the feeling that she had heard something too. But hands down, the experience that still makes me shiver to this day was when I was 16. My parents had gone out for the evening, leaving me to babysit Jack. I'd literally just tucked him into bed, and he called out to me. But I didn't hear what he said, so I walked closer, leant over and said, What? He whispered, There's a man in the corner. And his little arm pointed to the far corner, his small face pale with fear. There was nothing there, just shadows cast by his nightlight. And I told him so. I said it was just his imagination, but I stayed with him until he fell asleep. I started to leave as his breathing told me he was asleep. Quietly standing, I realised the corner he'd pointed to had grew darker, unnaturally so, as if the shadows were thickening. My chest tightened, and I bolted. I made sure his door was wide open behind me in case he made any noise at all, and I left my bedroom door open and just sat on my bed, staring at his door. Lights blazing, ears straining for any noise. But over the years, the house became an actual nightmare. Jack began talking about hearing whispers in his room. And once, I went to make breakfast and found all of the kitchen plants were turned upside down. Mud all over the floor. They were exactly where they'd been, just turned upside down. I tidied it up, stupidly. I should have left it and called my parents to see. You see, when I explained it to my parents, they unbelievably blamed my overactive imagination, despite me showing them the mud in the bin. The final straw came when I was 19, home alone, cooking dinner, and I heard the front door open and heavy footsteps enter the house. Relieved my dad was home early, I called out. He didn't answer. The footsteps moved into the living room and then stopped. So I walked into the room to find it empty. The front door still locked. My legs turned to jelly and I stumbled back into the kitchen. I thought I was blacking out because the kitchen seemed to be moving, but I realized it was the chandelier above me that had begun to sway violently. Even though there was no windows open, no stream of air, I screamed and ran outside, and I waited there until Dad returned, too terrified to re-enter my own home. My family moved out soon after, thanks to Dad getting a new job. But to this day, I can't explain what happened in that house. I've scoured forums and read countless stories, trying to find anything that seems to fit, but nothing does. I do hope you'll believe me when I say I believe that whatever lived in that house, for some reason, was never human. If you do read this, even if you don't read it out on a show, thank you. Sharing this has been harder than I thought, but also strangely cathartic. Sincerely, a believer. Well, thank you, Anonymous, for giving us such an amazing experience to start 2025's Dark Minisodes with. Interestingly, over the festive period, I got together with some friends and we discussed what we all do and how our jobs were going, etc. And everyone likes to have a bit of a poke at me because I talk about ghosts for a living. I have this one friend, and I'm sure we've all got one who's like this, who you like to have a bit of a heated debate with. And their stance as a skeptic was quite similar to how your parents reacted looking at that mud in the bin. He literally said, if I was on the way to work and my car keys flew past me and hit the floor, I would say out loud, what was the point in that? And then leave. He said, I've got bigger things to worry about than something that's going to just throw things around. And that was his argument, which we all had a good laugh about, but it proved that some people, and your parents sound like these people, have a lot more going on in their lives that sort of stops them from even considering or daring to consider if these paranormal events are happening. And it's a lot easier to say they're not than to consider they are. So although I completely understand your frustration at being told you have an overactive imagination, even though you're showing them direct evidence, I kind of understand your parents' point of view too. Sometimes people want to leave the other side alone. And sometimes, as we will learn as this series continues into its second half, that could be the best idea. But for now, thank you for joining me on this week's minisode, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.